Okay, gentlemen. I have some very serious things to say. Serious. What we've been learning in the Nefesh HaChaim Perek, particularly Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, and today we're going to start on Perek Yud Dalet, is, in my opinion, a complete mahapecha. It's a complete turnaround in what tefillah even is. Our basic idea of tefillah is that we stand in front of God. That's something. You stand in front of God and you ask Him for whatever you need, and people will walk away with a question: is why didn't He answer me? I asked twice already, 3 times. And some people give the trite answer: He did. You know, God is not listening. He is listening. He did answer. He just said no. People give that kind of an answer. I believe that if you get to the emes of it, it's really a much deeper thing. And what we've been learning, the words, the key words to keep in mind, we've been learning over the last number of weeks, really, is that tefillah tzorech gavoyahu. That tefillah is not for us. The whole idea of prayer is not for us, as everybody thinks. That's probably why most people come to shul or daven or for us, you know. Tefillah's letzarech gavoya. Tefillah's for Hashem. As if to say Hashem needs something. And that's really what we're struggling with to philosophically even to try to figure out. So I just like to say the following in order to go further, something which sort of became clear in my mind. Tefillah, the Gemara says that tefillah keneged karbanos tiknu. That at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, we brought sacrifices, karbanos, and now, thank God, we don't have to walk to the old city with animals and kill them and slaughter them. We daven. Tefillah keneged karbanos tiknu. The Rambam explains that why would we bring karbanos? What are we bringing karbanos? Karban is such a strange idea. So he says, the Rambam Kedarkoi says that was what the pagans did, and it would be too difficult for the Jews coming out of Egypt to do something which was so different than what they've been used to for all those years. So therefore, Hashem sanctified the idea of bringing a sacrifice and said, you do it too. And according to the Rambam, there's even those that want to say that when Mashiach comes and the Beis Hamikdash is returned and all that, there might not be karbanos as we know them. I don't think that that's true, but the Rambam wrote a whole Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He wrote a whole section of the Rambam about how to build the Beis Hamikdash and how to bring karbanos. So it's not true. But I don't want to talk about the Rambam now. The Ramban comes along. This is at the very beginning of Vayikra. And he says that it's in languages that you very seldom hear, and you hear strong languages of the Ramban against the Rambam. But the Ramban, Nachmanides, Ramban, really beats up the Rambam and says, what, karbana? I mean, how could you say it has to do with pagans? Cain and Hevel brought a carbon. Noach brought a carbon. Abraham Avinu, Yitzhak, Yaakov, before there were pagans, there were sacrifices. It can't be. And so let's leave the Rambam aside because it would be possible to give one or many shiur about just explaining what the Rambam is saying and why he's saying what he's saying. But the Ramban says, and remember our backdrop. The backdrop here is that when tefillah is bimkoim karbanos. Now that we don't bring karbanos, we do tefillah. The Gemara says, can I get avos tiknum? Can I get karbanos tiknum? And the poskim, the rishonim, say both are true. Both are true. So when we, yeshivish people, when we say that the tefillos are keneged karbanos, we usually refer to the zman. just like there was a time, the day where you bring a tefillas tavid shol, a carbon tavid shol shachar, you daven shachars. Just like there was a carbon tavid shol mincha, carbon mincha, you bring you daven mincha. Oops, there was no carbon amarav tefillas arvus rishus. You know, that was like an add-on. What I want to explain here, which is I think Borer and Pashut, everybody will agree that it's Pashut once you think about it, it's not just a question of spot. Your tefillah, when we sit down to David, tefillah is a carbon. It's not that it's just keneged karbonos tiknum, that it's the same zman as the carbon. It is a carbon. We don't bring a carbon, we rather daven, which I believe, by the way, is the pshat in the Rambam also. It's a form of davening. How is it a form of davening? I like to explain. How is tefillah a form of carbon? We need to explain. But they're not independent concept. If there would never have been the idea of a carbon, I'm saying something startling now, so be startled. If there was never such a thing as a carbon, there would never be such a thing as a tefillah. We don't bring a carbons, so what we do in its place is we pray.
Didn't they do both when we had carbons?
Maybe. They brought a carbon and they prayed at the carbon. As part of bringing the carbon is the prayer. Kain and Hevel. That's what I said. Did you come late?
Yes.
let me say this. In Pirkei Avos it says, "Ashloish Dvar Ba'olam Oibed." The world stands on three pillars: Torah, Avoida, and Kibbutz Chassad. What's Avoida mean? There we go. Karbanos, prayer. You see it? What does Avoida mean? A carbon is Avoida. Tefillah is Avoida. B'chol lavdai, b'chol levavchem, ezu Avoida shebelev. How do you bring a carbon with your lave? That's the question of the Gemara. Ezu havoida shebelev. Avoida means carbon. Ezu havoida shebelev. How in the world do you bring a carbon with your lave? The answer is utfilah by David. Changes the whole idea of davening. Everything is different. Al shleisha dvar ba'olam oimed means avoida. Avoda means, what does avoda mean? What does it mean? How do you want to translate avoda? Easy.
Service.
Easy. Service. Subservience. Being an eved. The sherish of the word avoida is being an eved. It's not malacha. It's avoida. An avoda is an act of subservience, servitude. An act of avdus to Hashem, which we'll explain. So when we're talking about avoda, it really doesn't make any difference whether it's a carbon, if we understand a carbon, or whether it's tefillah. They're both avoda. They both fall into the avoda. Is that Torah? Let's understand. Torah, we're learning Torah. Torah is something that was passed down to us, started in Shemayim. Hashem passed it down to us. Avoda is not something which comes from up to down, it's something that goes from down to up. We're doing this. Chesed's going this way. It's going horizontally, right? So, Torah, up to down. Avoda, that's what the word means. Down top, like an Evan. Down top, this is what we're offering. This is what we're doing. This is how we are serving you. Kabilas Chesed is three. So when you see the three pillars of the world, it's up to down to up, and side to side. Torah, Avoda, Milas Chasadim. The main, the Rabban says this, I'm going to read to you the Rabban inside. But the Rabban says the following, that of all the different sacrifices that were ever made in the history of the Jewish people, the history of the Torah, the main sacrifice, which we point to over and over again on Yom Kippur and every single morning, is the Akedah. The Akedah, Avraham, this was, you know, there's the ultimate sacrifice where a person gives up his life. And then there's the ultimate sacrifice where you give up your child. I was saying to somebody, Nebuchadnezzar's baby died yesterday in this terrorist attack, but the mother, she should be gazed. So the only thing she remembered from the whole thing is they heard noises of bullets, and her husband jumped in front of the bullet to take the bullet for his wife. So first I thought to myself, wow. Yeah. I couldn't help but thinking, when I jump in front of a bullet, I don't want to go there. when I jump in front of a bullet, would I take a bullet for? Yeah, I think I would. But she's pregnant yet, you know. She's pregnant. There's a child. Not just two. That's any continuation that I'm going to have. So there's the ultimate sacrifice. Look what you have there. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. I'm willing to give up myself. Gemilas Chasadim. And the ultimate sacrifice that he didn't want to make was his child. But what I'm just saying is a mashal. The Akedah was the ultimate sacrifice, which didn't happen. He didn't give up his son. But everything happened except for the sacrifice itself. Yeah? Like, everything happened. And you need to think about that. The Chazal says as follows, that at the moment of the Akedah, when Avraham Avinu said, okay, which is altogether something which we need to pay attention to, okay, so I'm not going to sacrifice my son. A Malach told me, don't do this, don't sacrifice your son. What did he do? He took a ram and he sacrificed it. Ubazeh. And instead of tachas, b'nai, the key word here is tachas. Zeh tachas zeh. At that moment, say Chazal, Medrash Rabbah, Hashem was at the beginning of Vayikra. Hashem created the carbon tabid shel shachar and carbon tabid shel mincha. It's haflu v'vela. That's the makar. That's the source of our karbonos. It means that really, what should have happened is the ultimate sacrifice. Instead of that, Avraham Avinu brought an ayil, which you could look as almost trite in comparison, but it's not. If that's the correct kavanah, Hashem said, that works, and now let's get the whole Klal Yisrael to bring korban tabid shel shachar, tabid shel bein harbayim. So karbanos. I'm not onto tefillah yet. I'm onto karbanos. What is a karban? A karban is self-sacrifice. You're not sacrificing a lamb. It's self-sacrifice without sacrificing yourself.
It,
in the case of the Akedah, it should have been a human sacrifice, God forbid. But it's ironic because the Jews throughout history have been the crusaders, for lack of a better word, of anti-human sacrifice. No such thing. We're anti that. We the whole Torah is against that. And that's because, I'd like to posit, we saw from the Akedah that it was unnecessary. You could sacrifice yourself without sacrificing yourself. If sacrifice means sacrifice. Think about sacrifice. Sacrifice, self-sacrifice, doesn't necessarily mean you're jumping in front of a train. It doesn't mean you're taking a bullet. Maybe if necessary, you do it. But you do what you got to do, you know. But sacrifice means I'm completely subservient to Hashem. That's what a sacrifice to Hashem is. What Avraham Avinu demonstrated with the Hakrovas Ha'ayil is that a sacrifice can be It has to manifest itself in a physical world, but it can be a self. He went through all of the movements. He went through all the emotions. He suffered the loss. It was the same trauma, except that there was no human sacrifice. So why are we against human sacrifice? Because we didn't do human sacrifice. It's a chiddush. I'll tell you what the Ramban says, and then we'll understand. Tyra avoda ugmilas chasadim. Why avoda is karbanos, and why avoda is tefillah? So the Ramban says, quoting his lashon. A person, a human, what are we doing here? Three things we can do. Machshava, we think. Machshava, dibor, we can talk, right? Lions don't talk. Bears don't talk. Snakes don't talk. Now, we talk. And ma'isa, and we can do stuff. Machshava, dibur, and ma'isa. That's kol ha'adam. Keneged, as we've learned many times, nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. B'chol nafshechem. Keep in mind. Ma'isa b'nei adam, nigmarim, a complete human action is defined nigmarim b'machshava, u'b'dibur, u'b'ma'isa. Tziva Hashem. So therefore, Lashon of the Ramban. Hashem commanded. Ki kasher yechta, that if a person should violate their purpose in life, do a chet, break the rules. V'yavi karban, and he brings a karban. What's happening here, says the Ramban, yismaich yadav alav. First thing you do is smicha. Smicha means you take the animal, something that nobody, including myself, understands what's going on with those karbanas. As I said before, many of us breathe a sigh of relief that we don't do this nowadays. But you take the animal, you put your hands on the animal. Hands.
Leaning
with hands. Says the Ramban, keneged ha'maisa. That's the maisa. Hands, action. V'yisvada, you have to say vidui. You say, the Kohen says, whether he's talking for himself or whether he's talking for an individual, whether he's talking for the whole tzibur, Ono Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Poshati Lefonecha, like we do on Yom Kippur. The whole Yom Kippur is a korban, by the way. The whole Yom Kippur is that everything we do, called Idrei Tol De'ilah, is all because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash we brought a korban. That's all. It's all about this korban. It's all a celebration of the korban. So what do? How does Judaism work? We conveniently delete the part about the carbon, and we do everything else. The whole thing is about the carbon. If people want to take a little snooze during the Yom Kippur davening because it's long, when do you go to sleep? During the avoda. That's the boring part. So you take somebody I once had the schus to daven with Rav Soloveitchik, Olav Shalom, on Yom Kippur once. Avoda is when he came alive. I mean, he was always pretty with it. But Avoda, slow and with tears and with happiness sometimes and a whole emotional thing. This was Yom Kippur. This, if you're a Talmud Chacham, if you're a God also, this is Yom Kippur. The Avoda is the Yom Kippur. Everything else is what you do during the Avoda. I could daven, I could ask, I could. What's happening in Shammai? Very nice. So Nisana Toykev Kedushas Hayom. That's a late comer. Nisana Toykev Kedushas Hayom. Very nice. A description of the day. What's going on in Shammai? The Iker is the Korban. So says the Ramban, I continue. Hashayechta v'yavi Korban yismach yadav alav kenegad ha'maisa. V'yisvada b'fiv, you say, you confess. You say vidui with your peh, kenegad ha'dibur. V'yisraif ba'esh. And then you burn it up in a fire, hakerev hakloyoyos, the key organs of the animal, shehem kli hamachshava v'ataiva, that in our world, those key, what are the key organs? The heart, the brain, the kidney. These are the things that really make us work. It's not about flesh and blood. It's so understating to say, we're human beings. I think about this all the time. Yeah. You know, that's all we have to say about human, is that we're being. To be or not to be. That's not the question. It's what are you doing? What's the purpose of our humanity? That's the question. That's the question. The Yisrov Mesha Karava Klaya Shame Kliya Machshova Vatim. Vakrayim, then we take the animal. Remember, this person is standing by the animal and saying, you know what? This should have been me. We're taking we're doing a maisa, we're saying dibur, which is vidui. We're burning the karava klayim, the inner organs. It has to all be done where? In the Beis HaMikdash, which is the makom of both karbanos and tefillah. Karbanos, Beis Tefillah is the Beis HaMikdash. You take the legs of the animal and you bring them together, the karayim. So that says the Ramban, HaKarayim K'neged Yadav V'Raglav Shel Adam Ha'isim Kol Melachto, that which makes us mobile. And then, look how far this goes. V'Yizrei Kadam Hala Mizbeach, then you spritz blood on the Mizbeach. Like, who wants to do this stuff, right? Spritzing Dab. K'neged Damoy B'Nafshoy. It has to do with the dam of your nefesh. K'day, all of this is k'day shi'achshei v'adam ba'asoysei kol eile. When a person does all of this, ki chata le'lekov b'gufoy u'b'nafshoy, v'roy le shi'ishbach damoy v'yishraf gufoy, lulei chesed ha'boyer shalokach mimenu t'mura. The truth of the matter is, now why so harsh? I'm going to explain why so harsh. The truth of the matter is, Roy Loish Yishpach Dabai V'Yishraf Gufai Lulai Chesed HaBoyer, it's only because of the kindness of Hashem, Shalakach Ibanatur, just like by the Akedah. Hashem said, I spare you the sacrifice of your son, Baruch Hashem, that's why we're all here, and take it out on the animal. The Kafar HaKorban Hazesh Yeh Dabai Tachas, Dabai Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh. This instead of that, your Lashon. Ze tachas ze. No, just as an aside, I was just watching I was watching this video a couple of weeks ago. You know, the Israeli army trades, dogs to be, bomb sniffers. I'm not sure exactly how you do that, but obviously I don't know how to do that. But the Israeli army knows how to do it. Ad kedei kach, that they sell these dogs, they trade these dogs, and they sell them to all over the world. The United States, many police departments use Israeli dogs. They actually sent Israelis to America, to Chicago, and to Miami. To teach the dog operators how to speak Hebrew, because the dogs only speak Hebrew. shave. I'm mentioning this because it's interesting that why don't they train them in English? But Israeli dogs. Israeli dogs. And they don't even retrain them in English, apparently. They just, that's the way they were trained. Here's to the Yonkers, so they, not like American Israelis. they speak like a funny kind of an English. They would have to start talking with a funny accent and everything. They just talk Hebrew. So they talk Hebrew, the 6-7 commands that the dog needs to do. And there's but what's interesting about it, what I want to mention, just as a mushel, part of the whole thing, apparently, is this very, very, there becomes a very, very close connection between the soldier or the policeman or the dog owner, the one who's using the dog, and the dog. Like, it's a sort of very interesting that, when in Gaza, when they're sending dogs to go in, so you think about it and you say, what's going to happen if this dog encounters a bomb? It goes the dog. And you could see the soldiers, machine guns and plaques, they kiss the dog goodbye. So it's a kind of a contradiction, no? Like I love you, and get in there, and you know. But the thing is, it's in my crazy kind of a head, it's a kind of a carbon, because it's a carbon in the sense that that would be me. If it's not you, that would be me. In that sense, it's a carbon. Can't bring a kelev as a carbon, but it's a carbon of zetah hazeh, isn't it? No, you agree with me, or is that too crazy for you? there's a certain zetah hazeh that's going on here. So that's what a carbon is. So a carbon is, you know, and the main word for karbanos throughout the Chumash is ishe reach nichayach l'Hashem, fire offerings, because the main thing is the burning part of it. The main thing is that you take the animal, we do a very humanitarian shechita on the animal, as we do before we eat supper. You do a humanitarian shechita on the animal. You take the animal apart. All of this is with the kavana of zetah hazeh, and there's nothing left. And here's the key thing that I want to say: there's nothing left of this animal, because even after you put it on the mizbeach and you burn it, the main thing is the esh, and then you end up with afer, with the ashes of the animal. What do you do with the ashes of the animal? Put that on the mizbeach also. So the whole thing is to take something and turn it into nothing as much as possible from a physics point of view. And this is the idea of Aish. Aish is consuming. Fire is a consuming, more than water. Water is a destroyer. Fire consumes things. It breaks things down to its finest particles.
What about Zrikas
Adab? Zrikas Adab Keneged HaTaiva. So he says, Zrikas Adab, Roy Loish Yishbach Dabai V'Yisraif Gufay Lulei, that I have to say, as an aside, that I believe that this is not spoken about too much, what we're talking about today, for two reasons. One is that I think it makes people uncomfortable. So if you're uncomfortable, also I think that. Lahavdil Christianity capitalized on this and took it to a very, very wrong place, the idea of human sacrifice and dying for sins. This is, but when you understand the Ramban correctly, nothing to do with that. What's happening here is that there's a symbolism of Aish, but the main, I'm saying the key word for Avoda is Aish. Ishe Yisrael. Ishe Yisrael, the fire offerings of Israel. Meaning that, so let me just say the whole thing very simply now. It's all about the bittul. A carbon is all about the bittul, and therefore, how are we saying bittul in English?
Self-abnegation.
Self?
Abnegation.
Okay, you said that. Which we're not doing to ourselves physically. In the case of a carbon, we don't bring carbonos anymore. But the idea of doing that is a complete nullification in front of God, which is why it's called avoda. Avoda comes from the word eved. If I am your Eved, then I have nothing of my own here. Now, you might be nice to me, and you might give me everything because I'm a good Eved, but if I am in service to you, if I'm a servant, so the good servant has nothing, bittul. The irony of the whole story is that the better the servant, the better the bedroom.
You know,
the bedroom, the food, you know, like, okay, come in at the table. But the idea of subservience, by the way, we have no karbanos nowadays, and we have no slaves nowadays. it's very interesting because the concept, we don't have the concept nowadays of avoda.
But self-sacrifice is also hillel is reflexive, so that's the self.
So we're going to, we're going to move on to the segues to tefillah. Good. But korban, tefillah is connected, korban avoda, the Beis Hamikdash. Tefillah is called Isha Yisrael. The Siddur Agro is called Isha Yisrael. The Isha Yisrael.
The
huh? I can't hear
you.
Titus is connected. Yeah. I think you'll see that everything. In fact, okay. Let's segue this to what we do, and understand that what we come to shul or at home or wherever you daven to do is almost completely the opposite of what we're meaning to do. What we're meaning to do when we daven, specifically the word tefillah refers to Shemona Esrei. Everything is a before and an after, but tefillah is Shemona Esrei. That the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, as we've learned over and over again, were misakin, so every word carefully and prophetically. So the Iker Kavana and the Iker Avoda of tefillah, when we're doing tefillah, is we're bringing a korban. No animal here. There's no animal here. There's no blood flying around. There's no fire, really. Although it is interesting how on the Mizbeach, the symbol of the Mizbeach is Eish Tamid Tukan Ala Mizbeach Leisich, but there was always a fire there. There was always a fire burning. And that fire, you might see it as some kind of a romantic fire, you know, like a fireplace in your suburban home. But the Ner Tamid is Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. It's a symbol of sacrifice, really. It's a symbol of something, except for on Hanukkah, it's a symbol of something being consumed, and that's what fire is. It's a destructive force, which, interestingly, fire is a destructive force. You know, you scream fire, but it's also the most constructive force of the world, fire. So this is the irony of Eish, which all the karbanos are called Eish, and all tefillos are called Eish. The place of karbanos is in the Beis HaMikdash. The place of tefillah, prayer, is in the Beis HaMikdash. And we daven at shul because Yecheskel HaNavi said that the shul will be a mikdash ma'at. You can bring karbanos, and we sing, Bilvavi Mishka Levne. Ve'esh tamid tukad bay, hu'esh ha'akeda, right? Isn't that the words? Esh ha'akedum. Okay, we'll sing it all together afterwards. But it's the whole, all the words of the song, which come from the Sefer Chassidim, I believe, all the words of the song is saying that now move into the spiritual exercise of we are the carbon, and the cool thing about it is that after you bring yourself as a carbon when you daven shacharis, you feel better, not worse. That's what's cool about it. What am I doing? So let me just stop plopping here and say it in one sentence. That what we're doing when we're davening is completely complete bittul, complete subservience in front of Hashem. What we need to understand is the most fundamental thing, and that is that when God created the world is not God here and the world there. He expanded his world to the earth. Here we are. And we're here in this world to do something, everybody to do something else. We have to accomplish something. We're not here in this world to do something for ourselves. Was it here? Somebody in shul yesterday was their birthday, so he said, "Give me a bracha. It's my birthday." So I said, "I don't know about."
Supposed to give you
right. So I said, "You know what? I believe maybe the Lubavitcher Rebbe said something like this." He said, "You know what? Your birthday is the day that Hashem decided that the world can't go on without you." Birthday, I'm here. So I'm here. You know. Like a baby pops out into the world. Hi. Baby pops out looking all around. What am I supposed to do? What are we doing here? We're here. It's part of this marechet. The minute that I take it, this is so vital to understand, the minute that I put myself in my own little bubble here, and I say, I'm going to protect myself, I'm going to enrich myself, I'm going to make myself happy, I'm going to take care of all my needs, and that's my world, my self-centered world, so I'm completely missing the point of being born. It's not that I'm like doing something wrong, it's not a matter of wrong or right, it's a matter I just completely missed the point. You're not a part of the Marechet. You know, it's like you missed the point. Even if you would hire somebody to help you in the house, and all they're thinking about is, you know, how they're what their room is going to look like, and what their food is going to taste like, and what they're missing the key point. You're here as part of the staff, whether you're working somebody's house, whether you're working for Apple Computer, it doesn't make any difference. There has to be some subservience there. You have to be a company man. That's the whole thing. So if what we're doing when we daven is we're bringing our carbon. The carbon is very, very simple. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. What all we're saying, all Avraham Avinu was saying when he brought Yitzchak to Har Moriah, Shehi Makom HaMikdash, all he was saying was, I'm ready. I understand what I'm here in this world for. Nothing more than that. I don't know that it was a deeper thought. I don't know that he was thinking Kabbalistic thoughts. I don't know what he was thinking, but I'm sure it was nothing I could think of. But I think on the most basic level, I'm part of a Marechet, and I'm willing to understand, I'm willing to accept upon myself that I'm part of a whole world. The world doesn't stop there. The world keeps on going. This world, by the way, is called Malchus, you know, It's a very good question. And right now we're talking about the Avadim. The Avadim is not part of the Shleisha Dvarim Shoyle Moivet, is it? No, but Shleisha Dvarim Shoyle Moivet. Torah? Avadim. There's a Avadim aspect which we have to learn about in Pirkei Avos. It's very important. It's very important. I'm not pushing the question because it's a whole... What happens when your Avad is your son? Or your son is your Eved. It's a very interesting combination. But I just want to say something very simple here. Really, all I'm saying is that the tefillah, when we come to daven, the tefillah is really keneged the akedah. All karbanos, Chazal say, are derived from the akedah. Early mankind in Hevel, maybe even Adam Marishan, Hikriv Kar Park, even Adam Marishan brought a carbon. Everybody understood what are they doing with bringing this carbonus, why are they doing this, they're bringing a sacrifice. So the King James has it right. It's a sacrifice. It's not a lot completely right because carbon, what it means? Karov. Close. But it's really the same thing. What I'm saying is I'm marking. Some people do it three times a day. Some people once a year. Yom Kippur, some people all day. But the thing is, I'm making a statement, and some people on their deathbed, but I'm making a statement that I'm here for one purpose, and that is as part of this basic agreement. And as I said, God decided that the world can't live without me. So now I got to figure out, takes about 30 years, I think. Now I have to figure out, if you're lucky, you have to figure out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing here. This is a lot of work. So you have like your basic training, and but it's that's what it comes down to. And tefillah is that act of subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take it one step deeper. The next 4 minutes that we have left to us, one step deeper. It's a pella. And maybe I'll ask the question and not even give the answer. But it's astonishing to me that tefillah has 18, which is really 19 brachas. I think. I've been thinking the last few days that if the Achek Neses HaGdola decided this is tefillah, there's so many things to daven for. Shalom Bayis, is that in there? Maybe there's some shalom in there at the end. nachas from the children. You know, everyone says gefen, gesund, parnosa, nachas, gefen. Just say the Shemoneh Esrei, say clearly, you know. We do say Rifa'enu, but I'm saying it's, why do they, you know, they chose these 18 that became 19 things, which somehow are the main connectors between us and Hashem, or the main areas of life, I believe. Not so much what's good for us, necessarily. That's not so much the explicit thing. So many people daven, and they just like, you know, until Shema Kaleinu, then they wake up a little bit, and it becomes like a, you know, a big deal of Shema Kaleinu, and then back to go back to machine mode. But what's really happening with the 18 tefillos is these somehow or another, which we need to, we should be zochah to understand, these 18 things are the 18 parts of my carbon, yeah? They're the 18 parts of my carbon. What's interesting is that the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, are not really part of tefillah. How do I know? Because the Gemara says, Amar Abavo, that a person should be besader shvachai shel makayim, that you should first, before you do tefillah, praise Hashem. You say where you came from, Avos. We came from Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. The first three brachas all the way until Ata Kadosh is praise of Hashem. The last three brachas are Hagdol Hashem. The Gemara says in brachas that after you daven, you should thank Hashem and praise Hashem. Okay, now I just spent three brachas identifying and praising Hashem, and three brachas thanking Hashem. How many are left? How many are left? 13. It was a trick question.
12 or 13.
13. So the whole Shemoneh Esrei is really Yud Gimel, Shuhu Echad. Yud Gimel is Gematria Echad. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is, there's a before, there's an after, there's a going in, there's a going out, there's Kriya Shema, Kabbal Zabach Shema. The Shemoneh Esrei is after. Isn't it ironic that the whole Tzvilah, the whole Shemoneh Esrei is a carbon, and the whole carbon is subservience. I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing. And the whole thing is about me. Dafka the part which is talking about Hashem, how great you are, and how the earlies recognized you, and how we have to thank you. That's not tefillah. That's the before and after of tefillah. But the Oybe Lifnei HaMelech really is the Shevisi Hashem L'Nagdi Shavit Shenikra Tzvila is 13 Tzvilas in between, which is all about me. Rifa'enu, Slach Lanu, Kaper Lanu. This is all about me.
In the plural.
It's on the plural, but it's still all about you and me. It's about mankind. What? The Shvisi Hashem L'Nagdi Shavit is Ma'akiv, but the word Tefillah, I'm not talking about what's Ma'akiv. I'm not talking about Halacha now. I'm talking about the word Tefillah. If I'm learning the Gemara like a Lavdan, if the word tefillah refers to the 13 brachas between the first three and the last three, how could it be that the whole idea of tefillah connected karbonos and it's all about mankind? It should all be beyond Hashem. Maybe you put it a little bit at the end, like Hayin Atzar, about yourself. And the answer to this is the short answer. We have to get to the long answer. Is no, this is, we have it all wrong. Hashem created the world. He didn't create to be mean. He created a mareches. It's going to be good. Everything is good. There's nothing that God wants, we're told, that for the world to be at peace. There's nothing that God wants more than for the world to be, to people be taking care of each other, to be, for people to be happy, for people to be healthy. So what we're saying, and this is such a deep thing, so simple and so deep at the same time, what we're saying during those 13 blessings is that, Hashem, you want the world to work or not? If you want the world to work, if you want me to be able to work, if you want me to be able to do my job and me and my whole kingdom, Rifa'enu, for heaven's sakes. Rifa'enu. What do you want me to do? It's like, it would be like the head of the company, you know, my boss tells me I want you to travel to China. I say, well, give me a darn ticket. I can't do it without the ticket. And sometimes I need business class if you want me to be awake during the meeting. So it's not, you know, the more you do, the more benefit you have. So what we're saying, we're not talking about this is what I need. This is not me. It's all about the benefit package of being part of this marechet. And this is what Hashem wants, this tov. He wants the trees to grow beautifully. He wants the fruit to come out of the ground. He wants it to rain. If you read the Chumash, this is so simple, it's so deep. If you read the Chumash, all Hashem wants is bracha. All he wants is the world to be full of bracha. All he wants from us is to be agents of bracha. So when we're davening, the main tefillah, so high and so low at the same time, because the main idea of tefillah is subservience, and the main subservience is benefit. Do you understand this? The minute I take myself out of the marechet, I can't ask for anything. Lo magi eli klum. So yeah. So, what I'm saying is, give me the tools that I need. And there's so much more to this. There's so much more.
I don't think Hashem knows the tools we need.
No, but we're supposed to do a job here. Why does an eved have to say to his master that I'm here to serve you? Help me. It's not a question of what he knows. This is our job. This is our job as humans. He created us as humans, human beings. So he created us as human beings. We're here to be avodin. That's what we're supposed to be. So this is what an avod. Evan has to go, don't forget this, has to be b'machshava, dibur, and maisa. This is the dibur. So when we're davening Shemoneh Esrei, the 13, the Yud Gimel, when we're davening the Yud Gimel, what we're doing is proclaiming subservience. We're bringing a carbon, and that's what we have to think. And the minute, I want to show you next time on Sunday Yirtzeh Hashem, one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, the Talmud of the Mizritcher Magid, was the Or HaMeir. A great Gilziana Rebbe, the Or HaMeir. You come across? Yeah. The Or HaMeir, Dafka, if you have the Sefer, the first, I don't have it here, but the first Or HaMeir on Parshas Vayigash, this week's Parsha, says that he starts off by saying we have to learn how to daven the way davening is meant to be, because if not, we're totally wasting our time. Scary words. Look at Or HaMeir. I'm giving you a good barabakum. Or HaMeir, the first piece of English. I don't have the Sefer. If you have the Sefer, so maybe some of you bring it. We should learn these words together. One paragraph where he so sharply, caustically says that davening is a tzarech kavaya. Davening is a tzarech kavaya. You're bringing a carbon. This is every guy who's bringing a carbon. He says, well, I love blood. I love fire. A lot of people love fire. I don't know why we love sitting in front of a fireplace. Anybody can explain that? Me too. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, you know, what is it? And if you're really, really into it, you like to go to, you know, you chase a fire truck and watch a whole house burn down. What is the joy of you know? Huh? We're not pyromaniacs. So why do we light the fire when we go on vacation in Maine? what is
mix of the spiritual and physical?
You think we're so moshech, no?
There's something magical about it.
What's the magical? That's the point.
Given to us, we left Gan Eden, so it's a big solace for us.
Why? Why was a fire given to us on Motzei Shabbos? The answer is that the fire is subconsciously and spiritually representing life. Ishei Hashem is representing life. It's representing that something physical is becoming something spiritual. That's the magic of a fire. And that's something we all like. You light candles. Even Goyim light candles, you know, for ambiance. Like the candles, the fire is something physical becoming energy, heat, light. That's what it's becoming, something physical. What was it before? Wax, you know, wood. It's sometimes, if you get the right wood, even the sense of smell, it's becoming something which is, right, it's coming something which is, it's going from the physical to the metaphysical.
It's also something that moves, yet it's not alive. It's not alive.
I'm not sure.
It's
And our bodies jumping are, up. Our bodies are doing that on a regular basis also.
By the whole, everything.
Part of the definition of life is that we're catabolizing, catabolites.
It's exactly a fire. It's exactly a fire. And, you know, if you look at the ancient cultures, the not Jewish ones, and even in the Jewish ones, it's all about the heat of the fire within, right? That's all. That's how they understood medicine. Ancient man to understand medicine. Okay, so we've just begun. Tfila l'tzarek gavayahu. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Vayikra Aleph Tes. Tes. Also, the Hakdama of the Ramban, and then continues. You got to be careful because people don't know this. Continues in Pasuk Tes. Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Vayikra, and then Pasuk Tes.
I have two questions. Number one, the Ramban talks about Karma Chattas, but Karma Chattas, Avram, Noah, Adam, none of those.
He talks about both, by the way. I just read the part about Karma Chattas.
Okay, so the second thing is that we learn from Tfilas.
Every carbon, he explains, as the whole Vayikra goes, he explains how what is the sacrifice of this carbon. Like carbon tumid is one thing, carbon shultzibur is another thing,
but
carbon conscious.
He talks about putting your hands on me being carbon tumid wasn't about that.
You didn't have smichas yadayim.
Yes, but the yadayim was there vidui by the
Rambam says yes.
By carbon tumid also.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question.
Not the same vidui as there's always. I want to tell you something just because you reminded me that the shabur brings that when you daven shvakoleinu in Shemoneh Esrei, you should say vidui. If you did a chet, a particular chet, not general vidui, a particular specific chet, it's in the near proximity of time, you should say vidui. As a mishabur, you should be mavad to that.
You've been saying recently, should that be by the last paragraph after?
No. So this is the whole thing that or in slach lanu. So the answer is that the tefillos are connected karbanos. So the shma, listen, shma kolenu. Is the vidui of the carbon. You get it?
So that's really
the bracha of Shema Koleinu is God put all of those tefillos. Just listen to me already. No. The Shema Koleinu, the exact coil of tefillah, of Machshav and Dibur and Maisa, the exact coil, Dibur, is vidui. There is nothing else but vidui. That's all that he said. Except that he said, Chaper la'amcha Yisrael. The Kohen was like, Chaper la'amcha Yisrael. And now, this is what we need to learn. Once that vidui is done, once we become a kli, so that we can get all the brachas. You just added the stima. But it's so beautiful that Shema Koleinu is gufa, the coil of the vidui. And that's the Mishnah Berurah brings this. I think maybe from the Rashash, early Rashash.
Have a deal there. Many stirm, you find
the Yiratzon.
There's another bit about Parnosa that it's also in the Shema Koleinu insert at the bottom.
Right, so you should do like Rav Soloveitchik and cross it out.
Or I'm saying, you'd be better to say that at the end.
Say it afterwards. Afterwards.
Yep, Nachon.
Nachon. In the siddur of Rav Soloveitchik, not that I'm such a bucky in Rav Soloveitchik, I'm not, but the siddur of Rav Soloveitchik that they just put out has none of that, nothing like that. It's completely...
Has the vidui?
By the only kind of tsar.
He says
he could say vidui, yes.
As I'm saying, yeah. There are two parts often find Shmackley in the footnote.
One's pardasa, one's for banim.
No, one's for pardasa, one's friends,
for vidui. The vidui. So the vidui also, just the three words, Hashabdu, Bagadu, Gadalu, and a particular chet. Because I don't know what it says in there, but I never. My sitter doesn't say it, but I.
30-40 words.
Okay. So say 30-40 words, but not a place to daven for personal needs. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So that you would put in Shmackleinu.
Yes. Yes.